All right, what's going on, everybody? How y'all doing? It's your boy, the Dean. Class is in session. Let me make sure I turn all these up, all these things up. All right, what's going on, everybody? How y'all doing? It's your boy, the Dean. Class in session, man. Show all my MePeel community guys, I hope you guys are doing okay. Hope everybody's good. Shout out to you guys out there. Guys, I got a question. Y'all know how we do. Let's see here. Yeah, okay. So we're going to have a good show for you guys today. But before we get into the show, as we always do, tell you about the show. First off, we want to say thank you for all those guys who take the time to go ahead and like, subscribe, and hit the notification buttons. We want to say thank you to all of you guys. We truly appreciate all the MePeel community guys out there. And if you're brand new to this show, or if you listen to this show for the first time, we just want to let you know that what you're going to hear is 100% original, 100% authentic, and you're not going to hear this stuff anywhere else because nobody talks about the things that we talk about and the things that we discuss. As a sample of what we talk about and what we discuss and nobody else on YouTube discuss, we always tell you guys, if you are ready to become a student of the game that we teach, there is nobody on YouTube telling you what I always tell you guys out there. Guys, if you want to learn game, go and get in your car. Go to Hobby Lobby, Target, Michaels. Go to Amazon. Go to Walmart. Go to a dollar store. Go to a tour store. It doesn't matter. Get a 100-piece puzzle set. Literally, go get the 100-piece puzzle set. I'm not bullshitting you. Drive home. Go ahead and dump the pieces where you want to complete the puzzle. Throw the box away and begin the process of connecting to yourself in a way that nobody on YouTube tells you, and we are the only ones that tell you. Gentlemen, all my dogs out there, if y'all guys want to call in, y'all know the number, 563-999-3056. But also for my dogs out there, if you have a question, y'all know what the deal is. Put a Q in there. If you're dealing with a woman and she send you a text message and you don't know what to say, put a T in there. And if you want, like I always say, want to stomp me, you can always come up with something a woman will say to make you think, well, you know, oh, shit, what do I do or whatever like that. But we want to make sure that we give all you guys every opportunity to go ahead and reach out, talk to us, because what's important to us is that you gain a new perspective on who you are. And I want to welcome all my MePeel community guys out there. Appreciate all you guys out there. Guys, again, if you do have a question, I would definitely answer questions as well. Before we get into them, again, this question, should I be in silence when I do the puzzle? Okay, no. Tyler. Oh, wait, hold on. Wait. Tyler. Oh, wait, Tyler's giving my sound check. Hold on one second. Tyler, if you hear me, brother?
Yeah.
Okay, you got me? All right, thank you, Tyler. Appreciate it, brother. Thank you. Yes, I appreciate you, Tyler. Thank you, brother. All right, so this is the beautiful thing that I'm about to tell you that you don't understand, that no one's even teaching you, as with a deep, deep thing that most guys don't even understand. Yes, you can listen to music. And what's so beautiful about listening to the music is that what you'll learn while you are communicating with yourself, I love the distraction of the music. It's so great to listen to your favorite song or whatever, your favorite rap song or whatever, and you're listening, you're doing your puzzles and you're rapping and all that other stuff. But what you're not going to realize while what people don't understand is that the mind has different levels that can work all at the same time. It's not just one focus like on this, because you're a multitude of thoughts. So what happens is, if you listen to your favorite music and you're putting the puzzle pieces together, you're kind of doing another form of training that's a little bit higher of a level, because you're not silencing the mind. You're adding chaos to the mind, where you are actually focusing on the music or the rap or the lyric or the song, but then you will take moments, and while you're putting that piece of puzzle together, you're still talking to yourself. So absolutely. Absolutely. I think that's a very great question. Absolutely. The five judgments are simply this. First one is judgment of man. That's the first one. The second one is judging women. The third one is judging yourself with a woman. The fourth one is judging guys. The fifth one is judging what guys do. And the sixth one is judging the world. Those are the six. There's not five. It's six of those. Those are the six judgments. Guys, if y'all got a question, y'all got, please ask a question. Got y'all covered. We're going to chop it up. But I want to talk to y'all today about something that most of y'all guys don't understand. Why, for so many of you guys, why is it hard sometimes for you guys to grow? Why is it hard for you guys out here to, when you're by yourself, you're really calm, cool, collected. But when you get into the outside world, something happens and you don't have confidence or you don't have something. And this is why we talk about it. And only a few of us do, not too many. Got to adjust my chair. I like to adjust my chair so I scoot up and talk to y'all, but I'll bring the mic back to me. The thing that I always love to talk about is the core, because it is a place in which most of you guys are not aware of, only if you've been listening to us. And when you can embody your core, okay, and that means that you are fully at 1,000% aware of what you're thinking. You're aware of everything that's going on. You're aware of how you want to respond to things. How do you want to maintain harmony within your mind? And we'll be talking about your board of directors, because who's at your table, we'll be discussing that. Because what you have to understand is your mind, your core, is the instrument that interacts with the outside world. Your mind, your thoughts, and who you are is the one thing. See what people don't understand, I'm going to give you all a secret right now. No one's even talked to y'all about this. No one's even talked to y'all got this or broke this down, okay? So this is what's important. Well, most of y'all, and I'll get your question in a second, but listen. What most of y'all don't understand is that you guys, unfortunately, look at women the way you look at yourself. But you don't understand that you are trying to please maybe her third dimension, or you're trying to please the first level of her. Her first level is her eyes. Now, her eyes and what she sees is connected to everything she has seen all in her life. But as a man, we go beyond the eyes and hit the core, where we trigger certain types of emotional sensations in the woman. And that's why it doesn't matter how you look. It doesn't matter what you wear. It just matters what kind of harmony that you have with yourself. Because if you are not in tune with yourself and you are not in harmony with yourself, she is only going to see you with her eyes. But you guys don't understand. They can see you with their fucking emotions, and they can see you with their feelings, because what you guys don't understand is that the interpretation of her mind goes beyond what her fucking eyes see. See, most of you guys, because you are stuck in your perception, you're stuck in your reality, you think what you see is actually your truth. But what I'm trying to get you is to what? Go beyond what you see as what you think is truth. And it's the same thing with her. Once you can go beyond that parallel or belong that edge that you put yourselves in, remember, each, just like I say for the woman, a lot of you guys have an edge, and you don't go beyond that edge either. And once she realizes that you have a limitation on yourself, there is nothing that makes her mind draw into wanting to have experiences with you, wanting to create memories with you, okay? But like I say, you're the instrument, okay? But if you cannot embody who you are as a man and form a strong bond with yourself, y'all thought I was going to say bond with the woman. No. Tell you the problem. Too many guys, let me lower the music down. Too many guys right now are just that. Too many guys right now are what? Bonded with the woman. They're not bonded with themselves. And this is where the biggest issue that all you guys are going to have, I got your questions in 1 second. The biggest issue that y'all are going to have is because everything you do is a bond with the woman. It's not a bond with self. So if you are not bonded through self and building through yourself, you cannot own your power, okay? You can't own that. Because once you are one thought, one mind, one way, you are going to hit a level in which it's going to draw in what we would call, okay, I won't say our second eye, but maybe what some people call with the third eye. See, most people think the eyes are the answer. What she sees is going to be the answer. And here's the crazy thing about it. Most women will look through the eyes by having what? An expectation or a want. Always remember this. The wants will always flow through the eyes. This is what she wants. She wants him to be this tall. 361, hold on a second. She wants him to be this tall. She wants him to look this way. She wants him to move a certain way. But what I'm showing you is beyond the want will always be the need at the core. We'll continue that in a second. Let me grab this call. I'll answer your questions. Let me get to area code 361, sir. How can I help you, sir? What's up?
What up, Steve? My question is about my brother, actually. Me and my brother, we live together. We have the same goals. We have the same goals. We buy cheap cars and we build them. We flip them. Anyways, we both do boxing. We have the same goals, right? He's my brother. We're twins. Anyways, recently, his girlfriend of like 2 years, moved in. He was like, "Hey, can Darian move in?" And I was like, "Man, I don't care, man. She seems cool." But what I didn't know was, this bitch is actually really disrespectful. Like, I didn't know, like, I just don't like her around. Like, I don't like her. Like, I mean, she's disrespectful to him all the time. So, how would you handle that situation? Like,
how would you handle what now?
How would I told my brother, like, my brother, like, she disrespects, like, for example.
You're asking how you handle the disrespect.
Yeah, like it's just like it annoys me. Like, I'm just like, God, and he just right. Turned into like a kind of a bitch, and I'm just like, right, well, I respect you, thing, but you're being a bitch.
Appreciate it. No, here's the thing, big dog. Here's the thing. Who is the name? Who is the top name on the lease? Yours or his?
Mine.
Okay. Now this is going to be kind of hard for you because if you want the answer, I'll give you the answer, but you might not like the answer. The answer is telling your brother I love you, but you're going to check that fucking bitch at the door, because if you can't check at the door, she's got to get the fuck out. But here lies the problem. The problem is that you allowed her in with no type of standard which she must uphold living under your roof. You just let her in blindly. And because your brother didn't have a standard, she felt that she could do whatever she wants to do. But this is the thing. You must have that powwow with your brother and say, if this persists, she's going to have to get the fuck out. That's it. She's got to get the fuck out. And if you don't like it, you're going to have to get the fuck out with her. And I'm not to say you'll kick your brother out, but if she – okay, what is she doing, first off? Well, let me ask you, what is she doing to you?
Not to me. She doesn't disrespect me. It's only him. And, like, for example,
then,
this is like
no,
the last
– No. You got to leave it alone. You got to let it go. Leave it alone. What she does to your brother is none of your business. You must stay out of that. You must allow him to be the doormat that he is. You cannot change what she's doing, or you cannot force her to change and stop disrespecting him. I thought she was doing it to you. But if she's doing it to your brother, it's something – accepted. So you must understand that everybody can't be a man. Even though you got a twin, doesn't mean that y'all gonna think the same. As long as she is, but I don't know why there's a lag in the speech. I don't know why, but as long as she's that way to you, you just gotta let it go.
Oh, so okay. I thought like I could like so I can't just, like, when she's around me, I can't, like, just check her for him, because it's just...
You can't...
Just,
okay,
just,
you're...
Just
okay.
Irritating to watch.
Brother, you have one job, and that's you. Fuck it. You cannot be your brother's knight in shining armor. How old is your brother?
22.
So he has made his decision. Because if you try to check her, he's going to get mad at you. Because he's going to get mad at you. So leave this situation alone. Allow him, as long as she's not disrespecting you, is she paying rent?
No.
Wait. I'm sorry. I couldn't hear that. I could have swore you said no. Is she paying rent?
No, sir.
Wait. I'm sorry. You telling me this bitch is living in your house for free?
Yes,
free?
Sir. That's
what.
Well,
what is wrong with you?
Yes, sir.
Why?
Well, I mean, my brother pays the other half of the rent. And I'm just, I just.
No. You're gonna split this shit up into 33 and a fucking third. Nobody lives in your house for free.
Okay.
I know you love your brother, but to love him is sometimes being harder. You don't let somebody just live under your roof, eat your cereal and shit like that, soak up all your electricity and shit. And for what are you getting out of this?
I mean, nothing, but I thought he had it, like, under control. Like, I thought she was going to be a pleasant human. But, yeah, I'm not getting anything out of it. I didn't really care.
Go have a beer with your brother. Tell him you love him. I appreciate your brother, but listen. See, this is what you should have discussed with him before she moved in. How much is she paying rent? How much is she going to pay for the lights? How much is she going to give us for food?
Yeah, I understand.
No woman, man, elf, unicorn, or smurf moving your fucking house. Listen, I always told you, remember the time where my friend's wife said she was going to walk around naked in front of me? Even though I was staying at their place, I offered rent, food, and gas. And I was just staying there for a week. I offered it because I didn't want to feel like I was just laying there like taking their shit for granted or using them. And the fact that bitch ain't giving you anything shows what kind of fucking person she is. You got to have a talk with your brother, big guy. We got to solve this. Not now. Your brother. But you got to tell him, look, man, is she working?
No, sir.
Well, oh, come on, man. Come on. 479, I got you next. Why? Brother, come on, man.
Yeah, at the time, I just didn't think into it. I was just like, all right, man,
no,
I don't care. Like,
that's why you need a board of directors. When you can't think, there are jobs in your head, in your mind, that should be thinking for you. Your mind has so many things going on for it. You should always look to your mind to understand. Well, look, man, I gotta grab this other call. Just have a powwow with him, okay, my brother?
All right, thanks, Steve.
But I know it might be tough. If you ain't man enough to do it, don't do it. Just accept it. But fuck that.
Yeah, I mean,
you're not living it.
Yeah, it's probably.
What's up?
Yeah, it's probably gonna. I just see it end up being like an actual fist fight because just. She just got some whipped, and it's just like just annoys me to see. I just don't even like seeing it anymore. I'm just like, bro,
can't do nothing about it. Got accepted, brother. Okay.
All right. Thanks, Steve.
All right. Good luck to you, man. I'm sorry, man. God damn it. I'm sorry, guys. I don't know what's wrong with the stream. It's laggy. I don't know what it is. Let me grab this other call. 470. Sorry. How can I help you?
Hey, how's it going?
Yes, sir. How can I help you, sir? What's up?
All right, now before I start, it's pre. I'm a loser and a surface dweller, but I called to fix it. So in my situation.
How old are you?
How old am I?
Yes.
I'm 20.
Okay, speak up. What's your question?
Oh, you can hear me now?
Yes, what's your question?
That's it. So over the course of 3 days,
I just said, speak up. Wait, what's that?
I said, over the course of 3 days, I done slid in 100-plus DMs and still don't have no vibes.
Wait, you slid in somebody's DMs and what?
100-plus. Like, and I still don't have no vibes.
No, I understand. You're doing everything right. What's wrong? That's what losers do. You're right. You are a loser, and that's what you're doing, exactly what you're supposed to do. I don't understand. What's the problem?
Because, like, I don't want to keep losing.
No, you do. You do want to keep losing. Oh, absolutely. You listen, you are born to be weird, creepy, thirsty, and needy. This is what you're supposed to be. Why are you sliding into women's DMs?
I mean, cause like, I'm young, and social media is, like, a big part of people's lives in this generation. So I figured
if a female
on her phone all day, then...
Shit. Hear that. Why are you making excuses? What are you saying in these? What are you saying in their DMs?
So, like, my most copied and pasted message, it goes, hey, I find your aura to be pretty. We should talk more. And then I'll put my number.
Wait. What the fuck is her aura? And how the fuck is that pretty?
I don't know. Like, to be honest, I'm not one of the people. I'm not one of the people that's into, like, stones and crystals and all that.
Caller. Look, you want to know how you sound? Something's wrong with you. Listen to how you sound. You're sitting around telling women some shit.
Oh my God, your aura is so light, and oh my God, you're so pretty and. Can you like me, please? Because I'm a fucking loser.
Do you not sound that way? Why are you talking about aura? What the fuck is aura?
That's what I'm saying. Like, that's just something like I heard a female say, so I decided to try it.
Wait, females say what about aura? What, the aura of your dick?
Like,
what the fuck do you mean aura?
Not an aura, like the people that's into all the stones, like the rose quartz and the amethyst and all that, talking about, or the aura, like the aura basically is energy. So it was on some like, hey, your energy pretty. We should talk more.
Because she has energy? Sir, stop that shit. Can you please stop being a loser? What
that's why I'm calling you
to help me. All right, I like you. Oh yeah, it's so bright. I mean, my God. I mean, I like the stones. I've got four stones myself.
I mean, are you serious? What? How is that supposed to get a woman?
Well, like it's like an indirect compliment. Because I never just be like,
this is not true. You indirect bitch. You may got to go into the red pill for some indirect shit. I'm not indirect. I don't know how to tell you how to be indirect. Because this is a man channel. So I don't know how to be indirect, dog. That shows that you need to get your fucking ass some coaching because you are going to lose.
So in other words, the quantity is not the problem. It's just what I'm saying.
No. It's not what you're saying. It's you. Because I can easily say, look, you know what? I can sit here and tell you that, you know what? That your aura when you get around me is so different because the way that you smile, I can see that glow in your eyes. The way you look at me, I can tell that you want to suck my dick. The way that you move around me shows me that there is a connection. But I'm not all about that energy. I'm all about you and I connecting here. See, I can use that shit and get the pussy easily. but you're like,
well, your aura is so, you're so pretty. Your aura is so lightly and it glows. And, you know, I'm not weird. I'm not creepy or anything. I'm just saying that your aura is just exceptionally just beautiful. I mean, are you fucking serious, big dog? It doesn't work that way.
So, like,
just listen to
so like,
the question. What's up, man? I got other calls. What's up, buddy? What's up?
I was just going to be like, so as far as, like, the social media go, what do you feel like the best approach is?
So it's not fucking social media. Sir, if you were listening to what I was saying, they want through their fucking eyes. They need through their mind. So whatever the fuck she wants on social media is none of my fucking business because I'm her need. I'm not her fucking want. So I don't give a fuck what she wants on social media or what she thinks she wants or how many pictures she sends you guys and takes photos and selfies and all that silly shit. It's none of my fucking business. I am the need. I don't give a fuck about her want. So fuck social media. She's not social media. That's another form of makeup. That's the feel good to get you suckers to kiss her ass. That's what y'all do. I don't need... I'm sorry?
So just stick to approaching in person.
No, it's all... I don't... Okay, listen. I don't give a fuck about social media because I'm not defined by what the fuck she wants. I am not her want. I will not create a want. I am her need. And after she talks to me, she will see what the need is from me. I'm not going to run behind her and say she's got an aura because she hasn't proven anything to me. And if she proved anything to me, I got the aura. She ain't got shit. What did she have? Makeup? What did she have?
I don't know. Like, it ain't like I know the girl. It'll be like she pop up on like.
Oh, then why are you caking her then?
Just because I don't know her, I'm trying to get to know her.
You ain't trying to get to know her. You're trying to get to fuck her, young man. Stop lying. That's your problem. You want to fuck, but here lies the problem. Why would she want to fuck a guy who don't know anything about fucking? How many pussies does a woman have?
Two.
Where are they at?
The mind and then the actual pussy itself.
So then which one are you going after by telling her how pretty she is and she's got an aura?
I mean, that just made me sound like I'm just another mediocre guy trying to get in between the legs.
What?
But
yeah,
see, like,
you sound like a
like,
fair fucker. You sound weird.
I knew that I was wrong. That's why I called
All back. I got to grab some other calls. We got a deep show tonight, so just call back, okay? Let me grab these calls, okay, buddy?
All right.
All right, respect, man. Respect. Thank you. 919-470. Well, I got another number. How can I help you, sir?
Hey, Steve, can you hear me?
Okay.
Hello?
Yes, how can I help you?
Hey, Steve, this is Tyler. So I just had a quick question. I was listening to a video that you had made a couple of years ago talking about the scribe, and you did a video with, like, Jeff Hardy. Do you remember that?
Yes.
So in that video, when you went into the scribe, it brought up a lot of from what I understand, a lot of characteristics of the blacksmith. Would you be able to help me kind of those two up?
The scribe and blacksmith are two different characters. The blacksmith takes information and wills it down to give you greater understanding for you. The scribe is who you talk to come up with ideas for yourself and how you live your life.
Got it. So, like, right now, me understanding what you're saying is the blacksmith working for me, and then me talking to myself after the fact to help moving forward will be the scrub.
Sort of. Yes, kind of. But the point is that
you
know yourself to believe in yourself. Because your board of directors are fear, anxiety, no confidence, rejection, judgment, red pill shit. So your board of directors are just all fucked up right now.
Would that board of directors be, I guess, synonymous with the Senate that you also described?
No, your Senate makes laws on how you live. So you have a Senate. It's just your Senate is in reaction. So the laws that you have is when I see a woman, I buckle and run. When I talk to a woman, I get nervous and I don't know what to say. I'm going to keep knocking myself down, talk about myself, and not love myself correctly. Those are the laws of your Senate.
Okay, so the FMA, sorry, I don't want to talk about products over the phone, but FMA is like the contract, so that's the Senate. They create the new laws and codes and things like that.
No, it's not they, it's you. Your problem is you can't create what you believe in. You can't create what you don't believe in. And what you believe in is failure, excuses, and run away from shit. That's what you believe in.
Okay. I'm going to go and do some more homework.
All right. Sounds good, sir. We'll throw you back in. Thank you for the call.
I appreciate it.
All right. Respect, man. Thank you for the call. 470, can I help you, sir? What's up?
Hey, Steve. What's going on, man? A student. So I was listening to the last caller, not this caller that you just ended the call with, but the one before. I think he was thinking too much when he was sending all these DMs out to the females because he wasn't really focused on what he wanted. I think he was focused on what he thought the female wanted. So he said all this bullshit about auras and all that.
Well, right, because that's what most guys do. Y'all look at the woman's eyes. You look at what she wants, and then you try to feel the want. You try to fit in to what she wants, and that's where your problem.
Right.
That's where everybody's wrong because they're trying to fit in to the woman or fit into her lifestyle, and we don't fit in. We intrigue them to come out and go beyond their edge.
Right. And I had a question. Well, actually, I just wanted to know, could I share a rejection with you to see what you think?
Sure. What's going on?
So I was hitting this woman up on Facebook. She looked kind of cute. I liked her profile, whatever. And I messaged her.
Stop. What was cute about her?
I just like the way she looked.
What was it that you liked on her that looked cute?
I know it was bullshit, superficial shit like makeup and all that.
I mean, I don't even know why we need to go on. It's already a fail.
Yeah.
You've already failed walking in. Because you're the cute, beautiful, sexy man.
As soon as you say
she's cute, you got her in your head rent-free. You already lose.
Yeah.
It's one thing to say, okay, I see her. Okay, cool. Then you go into moving. But you already said she's cute, but go ahead, keep going. So you already digged yourself a fucking 25-foot hole. So then what?
So I just messaged her. I said, hey, Jay, you know what? I'm going to skip all the small talk because, honestly, I think women such as yourself are probably tired of the same old boring shit.
Women such as yourself? the judgment. Wait, there's two judges right now. Women such as yourself, you don't know that fucking woman. So wait. What does that statement mean? Because that's truly a judgment. So women such as yourself, what is she?
So I'm judging her with that statement?
Women such as yourself, what does that mean?
Uh-huh.
When you said women such as yourself, what does that mean?
That means like attractive woman, attractive women such as yourself. Like,
what makes her attractive?
Because they got a lot of guys hitting them up, so they go through the same boring shit.
Wait, stop! Now you're on the third. Now you're judging men. You judge women. You judge yourself with the woman, and now you're judging the men.
I got you. I see that.
Yes, all these are I do's that you hope you understand. No I am's, but go ahead. So then what? Women such as yourself, go ahead.
Yeah, women such as yourself are probably tired of the same old boring shit.
Now you're a mind reader? You can read her mind.
I mean, if it's boring, it's like, I thought it was pretty.
Can you read her mind?
Nah, I can't.
So then why make the statement like you can?
It was just like an assumption.
But you're assuming that's judging. You're still, that's more judgment. You're judging
the
woman, what you think she is. Also judging guys. But please continue. Then what'd you say?
Yeah, so I got to tighten this shit up. All right. So where was I? Oh, same old boring shit. So this is what we're going to do. Let's pretend that we talked for an hour about nothing. So that I can tell you the real...
Wait. You sound like you're getting some chloroform and you're putting it in a fucking towel and you're about to... Are you... Let's pretend. Okay, so are you 6 fucking years old where you pretend to fly or you grab a stick and you pretend it's a gun? Aren't you a grown-ass man?
Yeah, but you got to have some imagination, though, right?
Wait. Let's pretend that we've been talking for an hour?
About nothing, yeah.
Because you are nothing. Wait. Why would you talk to a woman for an hour about nothing?
I wouldn't. That's why I made the statement. Let's pretend that we did it so we don't have to. And we can move on to the real reason I'm hitting you.
Guy that talks about nothing.
I wouldn't be the guy that talks about nothing because I'm skipping all that. That's why I made
talk. Let's pretend we're talking for an hour about nothing.
Uh-huh.
Go on, man.
Hold on. So can you like clarify what? Okay, so what's wrong with that statement? So I can get
everything, I'm telling you, everything is wrong. It's all weird, creepy, and fucked up. But what happened? How did she reject you?
She said, okay, yeah, that sounds good. And you go further down, and then I said, okay.
You ain't getting away with that shit. She said, yeah,
what?
It sounds good. What'd you say next? She said, yeah, it sounds good. So what'd you say next?
That's what I'm saying. So I said, okay. So I said, that's good because when I came across your profile, there was something about you that caught my curiosity. Maybe it was your cute smile. Maybe it was that cute smile of yours, and I want to get to know you in a more intimate way. So... Are you free tomorrow night so I can take you to one of my favorite spots for a good wine and conversation around 7 p.m. What do you think about that? And she said, and she wrote
Wait,
back.
What do you think about that? All right. And so what did she
say? I said, what do you think? Question mark. What do you think after that? What do you think?
What did she
say? She said intimate way, question mark. And I said, right. She said, okay, explain. I said.
Yeah, wait, comment. Do you have your bid? Have we worked on your bid?
No. Well, we have before, like, it was a while ago. It was way back.
So then you have already about to fuck up by answering that question. So regardless of what you said, what did she say after you answered that question?
She said, as you said, it has many meanings. I asked which one you was using.
And what did you say?
I was like, yeah, I understand, but I was just trying to let you know that in the correct context.
Now explain yourself to a woman now. Now you're playing, you understand you're playing defense right now. But please continue. So then what did she say after that?
Let me see what she said. She said, I'm good. Have a nice day.
Okay. So you said she rejected you?
Mm-hmm.
So why did you fail from the get-go?
Well, based off the laundry list of shit that you told me I was doing wrong.
It's not even that. I already knew you failed by the laundry list. That was already there.
Mm-hmm.
But why did you fail when you called me?
Because I was thinking about this situation.
Because there's no such thing as rejection. So how the fuck did she reject you?
Oh, yeah.
No, it's not okay. So how did she reject you? How did she reject you?
You're right.
Tell me.
Like,
No, you said she rejected you. How did she reject you?
She said, have a nice day. So she didn't want what I had.
How did she reject you?
She didn't.
How was that? She said, have a nice day. How is that a rejection?
I'm waiting. It's like saying, no, thank you. I'm good. You're like, yeah, have a nice day.
But
whatever.
How did she reject you? I'm asking you, how did she reject you?
She did.
How did she reject
you?
But you called in and said she did reject you. No, stop. You came in the beginning and said she rejected you. How did she reject you?
Well, I interpreted it as a rejection because she didn't want what I had to offer. But she didn't reject me.
You called me and said a woman rejected me. Did you not say that?
Yes, that's what I'm saying. It wasn't a rejection. I just interpreted it as a rejection.
She rejects you. God damn it, Russ, be quiet. You got it, Russ, yes. How did she reject you?
What did Russ say?
I don't listen to what Russ said. How did she reject you?
Oh, I rejected myself.
See? All right, I'm hanging up on you because you're cheating the game. You won't tell me goodbye, man. I'm done. Let me move on to the next call. All right, I'm going to keep going. This is what I'm talking about, guys. This is what I'm talking about. Russ, you're 1,000% right. A-plus, Russ. This is why y'all go fucking wrong. All of you guys go wrong. Because all you're doing is taking shortcuts on yourself and expecting a woman to give you everything she's got. Your mindset has to create and produce the interactions that you have from yourself. Your I am has to connect to your I do. It's not the other way around. start with your I do, you'll never reach the I am, because when you reach your, let me show you guys. God damn it. Let me show you. The reason why, where the fuck is it at? Guys, listen, the reason why, and just look, when you start with the I do, you can't go backwards to the I am. You go forward to the I won't and I can't. That's why the I am has to connect to the I do. That's where it works. But when you're looking at the I do, you can't connect the I am. And that's where you guys go wrong in the game. But as long as you guys are doing it this silly way and not growing as men, what I am saying to you guys out here is that you guys are not looking at the game the right way. Because what you learn here is how to equip yourself only for yourself, all right? And when you learn game, you learn flexibility, gentlemen. Because when you learn game, everything around you is going to change. Time is going to change. Weather is going to change. The internet's going to change. And women are going to change. But through all the chaos and all that, you should always remain the same, okay? You must have a connection to your mind first, because without flexibility, you're not going to understand anything. And this is why it's important to understand what you are and who you are. And then what you've got to do is you got to actually fire your board of directors. You got to fire everybody at the table. And then you have, first thing you got to do is disconnect with all the shit that you've been going through right now. Because everything that you're going through in your head is why you fucking lose. Why you can never be a man. Why you can never get it right. Because as a man, if you are a student of the game, you will understand that all your decisions that you make are going to be in harmony with your laws, rules, codes, and your values, where you don't feel bad, you don't feel terrible, and you just move like a man. And when you have or connected as one gentleman, it is at this time that there's no thing called humiliation, no uncertainties, no embarrassments, no vulnerabilities, no inadequacy, excuse me, and no betrayal of oneself. There are no unpleasant and no unwelcoming feelings in your world, because those things are for average people. We don't feel those things. We can never betray ourselves. We'll never be vulnerable to anybody but the love that we have for ourselves. There will never be any uncertainty, because a woman doesn't have that kind of power over us for that to even pop in her head. If she says that she doesn't want us or not interested, she can't humiliate us. And why would I give the power to a woman to embarrass me? Why would I even do that? And this is where game comes in at. This is what we're going to be talking about with the board of directors. And this is why we want to make sure that you guys have understanding. Wait, I've got to wait. I know I got a few questions. What happened after your friend's girl told you? Well, I had to leave. I had to leave. When my friend's girlfriend, when she said she was going to take her clothes off in front of me, I had to leave. Because she was so enamored by the women that were coming at the door. She thought I was just some average motherfucker. I was a bad motherfucker. Anyway, so is it because the pressure you put on yourself when you focus on the result instead of the effort? Well, I always love the pressure I put on myself, because I'm never satisfied when I get what I want, or I don't need for anything. But when I get a woman, that's where I put pressure on myself. But I'm always focusing on myself. I'm always focusing on my effort. Manny says, I don't understand the difference between truth and reality. Can you speak more on this? Explain which one should give more weight to. But wait a second. Your reality and your – okay. Your truth and your reality are hand in hand, brother. They're all together. It's not, you can't separate one from the other when one is holding you down. That's what gives you a negative balance. Your reality is actually your truth because you created your truth. Thus, you created your reality. You created both of those things. Okay? You created both of those things, if that makes any sense. Let me see if I catch up with y'all questions, man. Well, let me see if I catch up with y'all questions. Let me see. Did you get the email on the woman looking for a long-term relationship? Let me see, Tyler. Guys, I got a question. I'm calling. We got y'all covered. If y'all want to call in. Wait, Tyler. Where you at, Tyler? I got the wrong. Let me see here. Hold on, Tyler. She wants a long-term. I know that woman was excited about you, Tyler, but is this the same one that gave you the message of the one that that gave up the pussy, the one that you smashed and shit? Was that the one? Let me see here. Give me a second, guys. Yeah. Let me let y'all hear this. Here we go. Listen, guys.
Crazy.
Sorry, then there was one more. Hold on. There's one more. Let me see this shit. All right, so, yeah. All right, so I didn't get the long-term relationship thing. I got your list of the women, Tyler, unless the long thing is on that thing that you sent me. So I don't see what you're talking about. But anyway, guys, y'all want to call in, y'all have the number to call in. We got y'all covered on your questions if you want to know. But let me finish up. So this is where everything is going wrong, and this is where the frustration is coming in, gentlemen, is because what's happening is that the circumstances that you are planning out, okay, is not reaching your expectation, all right? And what's happening is that you don't understand that you're the one holding yourself back for what you want. And you, for some of you guys, you feel like everything is out of reach, that you can't get what you want, okay? Because it indicates how you guys are holding yourself back from bad habits, barriers and limitations. And like I said before, also the things that I just said before, the majority of you guys betray yourself because y'all listen to all that red pill content. You don't even understand your mind is fucking you over by listening to all that silly ass shit that y'all listen to. But it also makes you vulnerable to the woman. You have so much uncertainty. You guys are always feeling bad and you always feel like you're embarrassing yourselves. So, you know, this is the problem. But let me ask this question here. So when someone tells you no, they're saying yes. Wait, when someone tells you no, you're saying yes to yourself? No. No, when someone tells me no, they're saying no. Why would I take a woman that's not interested in me and pretend that she's interested in me? Why? I wouldn't do that. Men don't do that. No. Men don't do that, big guy. Men don't do that. Example of I am is your mind, how you talk to yourself, your mind. I missed that question. Let me see if I got everybody's question correct. All right. So, yeah, Tyler, just send that to me as far as Facebook, and I'll answer that. But what I want to talk to y'all about is that y'all don't understand is that as a man, you got to create a frame, not a frame as in being in your frame type bullshit. You must create a kind of a vision for yourself that is a foundation, strategic vision of what it is you want. But what that want has to be is not including a woman, or you're not going to move anywhere. If everything you want in life involves a woman, this is why you will never grow as a man. Because you don't have any vision for yourself. See, the more you make the game about yourself, the more you win with women. You see what I'm saying? The more you do that, and the more you win with women, the more things are better for you. That makes any sense. You need to win, okay? All right? Would DJ Khalid be a good example of someone who knows good? What the fuck are you talking about? I don't even understand what that question means. I'm lost, B. I don't know. No, he doesn't know his I am. Fuck no. Most of you guys don't know your I am. Y'all live in the I do world. If you give yourself younger advice, what would you say? Nothing. I wouldn't say anything. Why would I change what the fuck I am? I wouldn't say anything. The question is, when are you going to get out of that if you can have that younger advice bullshit and start getting that silly shit out of your fucking head and start being a goddamn man and work on yourself? Pillars, males that are depressed. Wait, why red pillars or males are depressed because of women? I don't understand the question. What do you mean? Why? Because of what is that even? What does that mean? I don't understand your question. What does that mean? Are they depressed because of women? I don't know why the fuck they're depressed. I don't give a fuck about them to give a fuck why they're depressed. My question is, why do you care about other men? I don't understand. Why do you care? I don't understand. In order to understand where I'm coming from, and what I'm trying to break down is that the thing that you got to bring to your table is, first, you have to bring yourself to the table without any fucking judgment. And this is why everything I'm about to tell you is easy for a man, but it's going to be the most difficult thing for you guys. Because all your life, you've trained yourself to judge yourself. That's why you're having problems with women. Because as soon as you see the woman, you automatically judge the woman, but then you automatically judge yourself. A man sits at the table and does not judge anything. He has no judgments. Okay? He does not have that. But your problem is, because you're judging, you give life to your fucking thoughts and your feelings and your emotions and what you're experiencing. You're not present in the moment. You're living in the fucking past. And that's why you can't have a seat at the table. Your table is filled of excuses, things that's holding you down, things that's holding you back. You're holding yourself down. You're holding yourself down. Student of the game, how does your I am stop you from judging? Because you ain't thinking about what fucking people think, and you're not thinking about what the fuck you're thinking about, sir. You don't even understand what the fuck I say, because you're not a student of the game. You're judging because you judge yourself. You judge women. As soon as you see a woman, you, oh my God, she's so beautiful. She's so pretty. She's so cute. She's so fine. Well, what do I say to her? How do I approach her? Why I got to tiptoe and walk on it? Man, God, are you serious? Are you serious? I don't understand you guys out here. Why do y'all try to complicate this shit? And Mr. D, please capitalize, put a Q if you're talking to me. Is one way to understand the I am versus the I do. I am, therefore I do. No. You I do, therefore you fucking can't. The fuck you mean? Okay. You must, guys, you got to understand. The shit I'm talking about, you're not on. You're not on your level of core. You're not at your I am. You don't believe in your fucking self. Low self-esteem. Low self-worth. Low self-reliance. Low self-image. You cannot have an I am with that poison. Worried about what women think. Feel like you got to, guys, you got to understand. Listen, and I told a client earlier today that I tell you, every time you listen to a red pill, whatever the fuck, you might as well add years to holding you. You might as well add more chains to holding you back. Just because you leave a cult doesn't mean the cult is out of you. Most of you guys have literally imprinted I do as an I am. You let somebody tell you women ain't shit, so you imprinted that. You let somebody tell you to be a colored pill, a plate, took off, high value, be on your purpose, close money status. Do you understand? That's why you can't reach your core, because you've got layers of bullshit that is preventing you from your core. Do you understand? Do you guys, listen, do you motherfuckers understand that there, and it's not, I'm not even going to say conspiracy theory. I'm just saying that if they're talking about women, they're not talking about you and how you need to grow. So they are setting you up to lose and fail, because that's the rule of the fucking thing we're in right now. The algorithm, everything around us, all the game that surrounds you that you don't even fucking know about, has one rule and one thought. In order to get your fucking money, we have got to declaw and defang you, and we're not going to do it. We're going to allow you to trust that fucking false prophet for you, Bible aficionados, the Antichrist for you, Bible aficionados, and the false prophets, the snake oil salesman. You believe that you don't have a chance because somebody told you you don't have a chance. So when the moment you did that, you said, fuck you, I am. I didn't do it. You did it. As soon as you believed that something that happens to somebody else is going to happen to you, you said, fuck you, I am. I don't need to believe in myself. I'm going to believe in a YouTuber. I'm going to let a YouTuber tell me how bad the boogeyman is under my bed. So now I can hold a fucking nightlight in there so I can sleep safely at night, because, God forbid, these women are for the streets and their high body counts and they're this and they're that. And all you do is think about women and you never think about your motherfucking self. And that's what you're supposed to, that's what's supposed to happen. Y'all don't understand. What's happening is what's supposed to happen, Law C. You're supposed to jump on YouTube and follow a bunch of losers complaining about women. You're supposed to go with the current so they can keep milking, taking your money, and getting you. And I'm not talking about you dumb motherfuckers say, wait, no, you ain't getting me. Oh, yeah. When you go buy those clothes because of a woman, because you want to look good in front of a woman, sucker. When you want to go to the gym and work out because you want to look good in front of a woman, sucker. So you're always paying it back. You're paying it back and paying it forward to the next loser. You're not supposed to know this information. This is why, I keep telling you, this is why men get away with shit. Because we're such a small little group that we are not fucking with the algorithms and we're not fucking with the economy. So we have the freedom to move about and fuck and live the best fucking life in the world. You guys have to pay for everything because you don't believe in yourselves. You don't believe in yourselves at all, man. None of you do. None of you. Okay? Is firing your negative bods a simple task, or do you, okay, how can you fire anything when all you're doing is judging yourself? Gentlemen, think. I need you guys, just think, please. Just follow Uncle Long. Just think, all right? I want y'all guys to think. I just want y'all to think about something. How can you do anything, gentlemen, when you walk into this world, okay? You walk into this world. Nobody else does it but you. You walk into this world with nothing but fucking judgment. You judge your fucking self. You cannot even explain yourself to you because you have no self-concept, gentlemen. You have no self-awareness, gentlemen. You have no self-image, no self-esteem, no self-identity. You have no self-construct of what I'm trying to give you. You have none of that. So how do you think that you can just get rid of something when you're getting rid of yourself every fucking day? Every day you're chopping off your clothes, your claws. Every day you're breaking your fangs. And you don't even realize it because everything you're doing is you're making everything about women and you don't even understand how you I keep telling you, don't believe me. You two, look. It's so fucking, it's like Camp Crystal Lake. It's just like a Friday the 13th movie. You know there's a killer there, but you like say, fuck it, let's go camping. Well, I wonder where Josh went. I wonder where Warren went. Oh, where the brother always died first. Where'd Devontae go? Where'd Sheila go? Where'd Mike go? Oh, what's that noise? Let me check that out. Let me go investigate. Over and over and over again. The game is so cold that the writing is right in your face and you don't even see it because you're so blind to the lie that these guys are pushing that you don't even see the sign of Camp Crystal Lake. You can have bloods, few heads rolling around, and 804, I'll bring you 1 second. And you don't even see it, gentlemen. And if you don't believe me, just go to YouTube right now and look at what's on YouTube. Look at what the algorithm is force-feeding you. Some shit about fucking Tate. Some shit about fucking modern women. Some shit about, well, look what this woman did to this guy. Look at it. And y'all fall for it every fucking time. And you know it's not even YouTube's fault. You choose to look at this shit because your mind makes you think in order for you to grow, you need to be woke. You got to use that woke shit. You need to be woke to understand this shit. Look what the fuck is going on. I can't believe women are this way. How dare women? Are you fucking... Let me get to 804. 804, sorry for the wait, sir. How can I help you, sir? What's up? 804, going twice.
Hello.
Yes, how can I help you, sir? Yes, how can I help you, sir?
Hi, sir. It's my pleasure talking with you. I had a question concerning, I definitely appreciate what you're talking about concerning discovering who you are as a person. My question would be concerning a girl. I just want your advice on how I can make a move. I don't know if you can, if this is the right time for me to talk about that.
Well, I can't understand what you're saying. What?
So I'm saying that my question is concerning, there is a girl at my job, so I had some issues with that, so I was wondering if this is the right time for me to talk about that.
Okay, sir. Why do you lose?
I don't know if it's a loss. I think maybe I'm not making the right move.
Oh, my God, dog. It's so simple. Any question you have, adding a woman in it is why you fucking lose. Because listen what you're saying. There's a girl at your job. So? And what about her? What about her?
So the job I'm talking about, I just left there recently about 2 weeks ago. But she was into me, right? And we're into each other. So,
what do you mean you're into each other?
Well, I mean, in terms of interest, right? Yes, I've tested her interest.
Let's cut to the chase. What do you want from this woman?
Well, I just want to have a casual relationship with her.
All right. You have her phone number?
I do.
Okay, let me ask you a question. Are you sure you just want to fuck and have a casual relationship? Are you positive you want to fuck and have a casual relationship?
Well, she's beautiful. I don't mind if it goes further, but I don't mind if it goes further.
Answer the fucking question, because this is why y'all fucking lose. Do you want to fuck and have a casual relationship, yes or no?
Yes.
Then let's call her right now and tell her, all I want to do is fuck you and have a casual relationship. Call her right now.
You know why I can't do that? The reason I can't do that is...
Boy, you get the fuck out of the phone. Damn, I'm saying this is what I'm talking about. Y'all can't even stand on what the fuck you want. But you just said, I want a casual relationship and fuck. Then why don't you ask what the fuck you want? This is a mess. Do y'all see what I'm talking about? Even ask for what you want. You can't even ask for what you want. Why can't you just... I don't understand. If all you want to do is fucking have a casual relationship... Yeah, I'm sorry, guys. It's a little laggy. It's either the StreamYard. I apologize. I apologize, guys. So I'll just get closer to the mic so you'll see my lips move. But my question is, why the fuck do you want to sit around and waste your time playing footsies with a fucking woman? He said he wanted to fuck, right? So why, and he can't even call. See what I'm saying? Y'all are grown-ass men, and you can't even ask for what the fuck you want. You can't even do that. Student of the blank, are you saying that it's going back to focus? You can't focus on yourself because you don't know yourself, man. I don't think maybe I'm saying it the wrong way. Maybe I'm saying things the wrong way. So maybe I should slow it down. Okay? When you judge yourself, gentlemen, you will feel you're not worthy. And I'm this close so y'all see my mouth moving to make it look like everything's okay. When you judge yourself, you're limiting your mind. You're labeling yourself as a loser. And because you have this, you will never reach the goals that you want because you underestimate your capabilities and what it is you want to do. So you then, instead of looking at you as the problem, you start blaming women. You are critical of yourself. You criticize yourself. You focus on your fucking failures in the past, pleaser. You then isolate, your mind isolates you from yourself by pulling you further away from yourself. Let's look at isolation. I want you guys to look at isolation. The way your mind isolates you is by pulling you away from who you actually are. You become isolated when you're busy trying to figure out what color pill you are. You isolate yourself when you're worried about what a woman is doing. Do you see what I'm saying? All right? I got a baby hit on me today. She looked in her mid-20s and 30s. I'm 18. What do I do in this situation? Get a DNA test and be fucking responsible if you're too stupid to fucking wrap your dick up. Yeah, get a DNA test and see if it's yours. And if it's yours, be responsible so that baby doesn't rob me or Russ in like 9 years, okay? So you fucking step up to the plate, find out if it's yours, and take care of that motherfucker so that little motherfucker doesn't rob us. So it's never too late to learn about the, wait, so it's never too late, but what are you trying to learn about a woman? What are you trying to learn about a woman? Explain that. I don't understand. What are you trying to learn about a woman? And if you got a baby mama, take care of your fucking kid. I don't know what the fucking question is. Go to themanmindset@gmail.com. Guys, leave an email so we can listen. But let me continue, guys. This is very important what I'm saying. This is very important what I'm saying. Because I don't think y'all understand. What I'm saying is that when your mind isolates you, what your mind is doing, okay? Now, this is cute. This is huge, okay? Your mind does not want you to have full thought or free reign over yourself, free will, if you may. Your mind doesn't want that. So in order to pull you away from yourself, your mind will do is it will direct you to where it's trying to make you feel that this is where you gotta go. How many times have you went on to YouTube looking at a red tube channel, a red pill channel, a modern woman channel, or someone doing a reaction channel and saying, see, I told you women ain't shit because one woman walked over some sucker. But yet, you don't realize you feel compelled to read and follow that by isolating, okay? See, you're not retreating into yourself. You're running away from yourself through the isolation of the rhetoric that those places give you. Anybody that try, I keep telling y'all motherfuckers, you got to wake up. Anybody that does not teach you how to be you, you better run. Because if they're talking about women and then they want to use a woman and say this can happen to you, man, run. Run. Silent, why do you keep asking me these fucking questions over again? You don't want to know the answer, Silent. Russ, help me. Russ, help me out, Russ. How many times has this guy asked me the same question different ways, Russ? Okay, Russ, give me a number. How many times has this guy asked the same question? Jesus Christ. It doesn't make any sense. Anyway, so it happens when you isolate yourself, gentlemen, or your mind forces you isolation. I want you to understand something. The most dangerous person to a woman and the most dangerous person to himself or his mind that controls him is a free-thinking motherfucking man that is free of judgment, free of ridicule, free of low self-worth, free of excuses, free of making it, free of rejection, total freedom. Because that way your mind not only cannot isolate you, but your mind can actually help you learn better when you are free. You guys, because, listen, I'm going to break this domino effect down. Because you isolate yourselves, gentlemen, all right, you actually stop learning about yourself. Because instead of learning about the man in the mirror, you're worried about the man outside of the mirror or the woman outside of the mirror. So all you're doing is worrying about what the other people are thinking. And then what happens is you start to create, well, you know what? Are they going to like me? They are in control of how I feel about myself. So then you start to compare yourself to other people. Well, that guy has muscles. And because he has muscles, I can't get that woman. Or you'll judge the woman. Look at her. She's so beautiful and pretty. She'll never like a guy like me. And y'all don't even see the shit. But you don't even see that you're the one that's doing it. You don't see that you're the one setting yourself up for or downfall. No, you create the judgment. Y'all don't get it. You create the, man, what the fuck do you want, 804? I'm doing a show. What do you want, man?
I need your help.
No, you don't need my help. I told you to call that bitch. And if you ain't going to call her, hang the phone up. You're wasting my time. Are you going to call her, yes or no? Call her right now and tell her that I'm
going to walk right now.
I don't give a fuck. Leave her a voice message on the answer machine so we can hear it. Call her, leave her a voice message, and let her know what I just want to fucking have a casual relationship with you. Let me know what you think.
Steve, the thing, I'm scared. To be honest with you, I'm scared. I'm scared I'm going to mess it up.
Goodbye. Goodbye. He's scared, so don't do it. Don't waste my time. Guys, I'm a bad motherfucker, dog. I'm a bad motherfucker. He's scared. So why waste your time? Don't do anything. Just be soft. Do y'all see what I'm talking about? He's fucking scared to ask for what he fucking wants. But guys, listen. It's because he is judging everything, critical of himself, criticisms of himself, failures of the past, trying to please the woman, not thinking for himself, not learning, not comparing himself to everybody else. Do you see why you guys lose? This is beautiful. This is beautiful. You can't have game until you're a student of the game. I keep telling y'all that. I keep telling y'all that, man. Telling y'all that, man. I don't care enough. Guys, I promise all you guys, once you become students of the game, everything changes. Everything changes. You will never have frustration because after a while, your scribe, well, excuse me, not your scribe, you will have a vision. Steve, how do I want to draw a woman in to me? All right, guys, see that right there? That's a How do I want to draw a woman into me? All right? Scribe, write this down. What we got to do is that the draw in has got to show her why I'm not like everybody else. So, scribe, what we got to do when I get home, I've got to start from the front door and sound check the front door. That's where we got to start from, the front door. Because I want to make sure, scribe, that if she ever comes over, I'm going to draw her into me. But I need to create an atmosphere to draw out sexual curiosity. All right, scribe, so that's going to be number one. Number two thing is the way I got to figure out to communicate myself to her without asking her any questions. So I must learn how to talk to women versus talk at them. I also need to make sure that in all of this, scribe, through my communication, I need to make her smile, make her laugh. Wait, page one, write smile. Turn page, laugh, turn page, blush, turn page, think, turn page, and react off of me by making it all about me. I know I'm going too fast, scribe, but please keep writing that down. I also got to make sure that I get the opportunity. I got to work on my mouthpiece. So when I get a chance, I need to create some more poetry to sharpen my tongue, because when I lay this ism in her motherfucking ear, I'm going to get her wet. So make sure we do that as well, scribe. Also, when I get the opportunity, scribe, I got to make sure that we also have set. And this is vision, guys. I also want to make sure that I've got to sound check my places. I've got to sound check my leg spread your ass cheeks. I've got to sound check my tea, coffee, and ice cream place on the corner of your face and the pillow and your ass up in the air. I also got to sound check the wine and the cocoa places, scribe. So that's going to be the agenda for right now. So I just want to lay those few things out. And if I have any other thoughts, scribe, I'll pull you up. But that is just a pinch of my vision. Thank you, scribe. Hold on a second. Let me bring this call in before I continue. 347, how can I help you, sir? What's up? Thank you, scribe. Hello. Hello. Once, twice. Hello. Yes, I can help you, sir. What's your question?
This is Eric. This is Eric from the Bronx. I don't really have a question. I just want to say I appreciate everything you've been doing and stuff. What you've been doing as far as, putting us on game and, telling us to, fix our minds pretty much and become better men. It's like I used to have a lot of questions when I first started, listening to you. But it's like the way you break things down and explain things, and I come up with the answers for myself now, and I just want to say I really appreciate all that. Even now as I try to think of questions, I got the answers already because the way you show me how to look at my mind and life and reality and stuff like that. So, but when I first started looking at you, I was far from thinking this way, which is 2 months ago. So, I just want to say I'm pretty soon I'll become the student of the game, and and you know, to become a better man and do what I need to do.
But you've already failed, though. You understand that what you told me is a fail.
Yeah, I know. I'm still not where I need to be. But as far as
then you okay, sir. Everything you said is all a lie. It's not real, because you either are or you're not. And if you are, sometimes you're not. And thank you, Elon, for fucking answering my thing. But how can you teach yourself to be greater than what you are? You can only go to your secret, your level of thinking. So how can you teach yourself anything? So how are you teaching?
I'm just by trying to learn myself and learn all the things.
Try to learn.
I'm learning and relearning, yeah.
Yoda said there is no try, do or do not. Did he not say that? So when you try, you've already failed. Because you try, that means you don't believe in yourself. That's why you try.
Yeah, and I don't believe in myself. You're absolutely right.
Right, and it's no knock on you, young man. It's just no knock on you. I'm just saying that that's where the part of the problem comes in at. A lot of you guys, okay, that's like me. Okay, I don't want to wish anything bad on you, but if you ever had a heart failure, would you want me to operate on you just because I played a game of Operation? Would you want me to do the operation? But tell me why. I tried to operate, so can I be a doctor because I tried? Let me just poke at your heart a little bit. You see what I'm saying? No, wait. Let me cut that valve in that and then get some silly putty and put it. I mean, would you want me to operate on you?
No, I wouldn't.
Right? But why wouldn't you want me to operate? Because I don't have any what? I don't have any
experience.
Right. I don't have any experience. So if I'm talking to you in terms of showing you I don't have experience, well, of course we can get a little bit of silly putty. We can get some fucking glue, some Gorilla Glue. We can get that heart in tomorrow. Are you going to go to me? Because I'm showing you that I fuck I'm talking about. So, but in your terms, that's what I'm saying to you. Let me work on your heart a little bit. I mean, I had an operation game when I was 9 years old. I know I wasn't nine. I think it was like seven. I had an operation game. It was a great board game, and I won sometimes. I was able to take the plastic out of the board without his nose going red. Well, let me be the doctor. Let me be your doctor. Come on. Let me operate on you. Let me check your vitals. I'm gonna pinch your ear and look at my watch. Okay, yeah. Okay, uh-huh. No, don't worry about the stethoscope or anything. Put this lollipop in your mouth. Okay, 1-100. See what I'm saying? See what I'm saying?
Yeah. See, and that's what I'm saying. Like, the way you break stuff down is like you really like.
See, your mind, that's the trick your mind played on you. See, your mind is always.
Since I was fucking born.
Right, your mind is making you think that you're more than what you actually are. So once you believe the lie that your mind is giving you, then you stop to actually work on yourself. You already figured that you've already won that battle. See how that works? Doesn't work.
Yeah.
That my brother, and that's
tricky. I heard you say that.
I'm sorry?
No, I was saying, that's what I was saying before, like, is even when you was, because I heard you say that before about the, you know, the mind, how your mind tricks you, and your mind will make you, like, you're pretty much where our mind's bitch or whatever, so, and, I didn't get it at first, but then, like, as my day went on, I started to realize, hold the fuck up, like, I'm letting my mind dictate what I really want to do or what I don't want to do instead of just doing it, and I'm letting my mind,
It's ready about this? No.
Yeah.
You demand that your mind does that shit. Your mind doesn't. Okay. Wait. What's in front of you? What's in front of you right now? What's in front of you right now?
Book, a keyboard.
All right, wait. Pick a keyboard up.
Computer.
All right, no. Pick a keyboard up.
All right, picking it up.
Eyes up. All right, put your keyboard down.
I'll put it down.
Okay. Now make your mind do it. Hey, make your mind pick up the... You don't... Hey, cross your arms. Let's watch your mind pick up your keyboard. Come on. Let's see it. Is it happening? Because right now it should be levitating. Right now, you guys should be floating in mid-fucking air. Come on, but hey, wait a second. Please, show me how the mind works.
The mind is not happening. It's not happening to you.
It's not happening because the mind doesn't have that power. You have the power, but you're giving the power to the mind. The mind doesn't pick up the keyboard. You pick the keyboard up. But in your world, you think the mind can lift that. Please let that. Hey, tell your mind to go turn on the light. Go tell him to turn on the light right now. Can't get him over the door. Oh, wait. Tell him to call Domino's. No, not Domino's. Don't like Domino's. Tell him to call Pizza Hut and have him order me a pepperoni pizza with a little bit of extra sauce, onions, and I like spinach on that motherfucker. Go ahead and tell him. Can you do that for me? Can you tell your mom to call pepperoni? Can you do that? Apparently, this mind guy has all this actual power. I want to see it happen. Hey, keep your arms crossed. Stick your foot out and see if you untie your shoe. Tell your mind to untie your shoe. Matter of fact, fuck. Tell your mind, tell fear, tell rejection, tell excuses. Have any one of them motherfuckers untie your shoe. Go ahead. Let's watch. Huh, isn't that interesting? They can't do that, can they? Isn't that interesting? Isn't that very interesting that they cannot tie your shoe? But wait a second. It's got to be real, though, right? It doesn't exist. It only exists between your fucking ears. It doesn't resist outside of you. It's not real. Not real. It's not. But, hey, if you can do that shit, hey, I say take that shit and be a circus and go around the country and say, watch this shit. Watch what my mind can do. You'd be like this. You have your arms closed, like, watch what my mind can do. It'd be like, see that, guys? My mind can lift up that damn keyboard. See that shit? And watch this, bitch. Watch what my mind does to your skirt. Lift her skirt up, mind. Lift her skirt up and shit. You see what I'm saying?
yeah, this was just, that's why you're the man, Steve.
I'm sorry, guys. I delayed, but no, I'm not the man. I'm just a man.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you, Russ. Appreciate it. All right, so does that make any sense, sir? I got to keep you going.
Yeah, nah, shit, that you just gave me another breakthrough. Like, honestly, it's like you just caused another shit.
That's what I try to do, man. That's what I try to do.
And I mean, I'm pretty sure there's a lot more to myself and that I need to get to, and I just got to become a student in the game. And once I'm ready, which will be soon, I'll make that happen. I got my puzzle pieces. Yeah. But
good for you. All right, that's
pretty much it.
All right. Thank you, sir. Thank you. Respect. All right, so let me get somebody a question right here. But this guy here asked a question. He asks, does my character is an I do? No. Your character is not an I do. Because your character cannot open a fucking door. You open the door. Your character cannot put your shoes on. You put your shoes on. So no, it is not an I do. You don't know your core. The only thing you know from your core is your numbers and your alphabets. That's all you can. That's the only thing I can strictly say that everybody that listens to me knows. You know your numbers and your alphabets, and that comes from your core. That comes from a place that there's no worry, no fear or anything. You know your numbers. You can say your numbers without thinking. You can say them forwards and backwards. You can add them. You can subtract them. You can divide them and multiply them. And some of you probably have stopped right there, but I can stop right there to just give you the example, sir. Next one. Do you actually scribe as write down your? Yes, you got. Yes. Well, I don't need to now because I'm kind of doing this. What product do you recommend lasting longer in bed? Lasting longer in bed is not about a recommendation. The problem that you are, your problem is because you worship women so much that you get too excited when you get a little pinch of pussy. So it's not about the product. See, you're looking at an I do. That's not going to fix you. That's not going to fix you, sir. So what I'm saying to you guys out here that's listening and trying to gain clarity and understanding of what I'm trying to say to you guys, and I apologize for the delay. That's why I have my mouth closer to the mic so you're going to see me looking like a kung fu movie, is that I'm trying to show you guys in order to get this right. See, as I was saying about a man, what a man has is a vision. And that vision is a clear statement to him that serves as a guide or a compass for choosing anything that is in the present or in the future and what course of action one must take. But it is not just having the vision, guys. That's why I always tell you guys out there that in order to be a fucking man and understanding game is by making a vision but knowing why I want this vision and knowing how to defend that challenge to be able to stand on that vision if a woman threatens to leave or break up with you, or any parent, friend, or anybody takes their love away from you, that you will always stand on that shit and also be able to express to anybody without any fear, worry, or wondering what they're going to do about it. And this is why y'all can't do this. I told you, it's levels to this. It's not just saying it. It's not just saying it, gentlemen. You have got to live what I'm saying. It's not just saying it. That's the thing. Wait a second. What are you talking about? What do you mean? How do you forget about your past? Can you tell me what you did November 8th when you were fucking 6 years old? Can you tell me what you did November 15th when you were 5 years old? What did you do at that day? Wait, matter of fact, what did you do November 8th when you were 4 years old at 12:05 p.m.? Oh, wait, you can't answer that? Well, it's because you forgot about your fucking past. So I don't understand, y'all. How are you asking me this question when all you do is forget about your past all day, every day? It's just you can't forget about your past when you're thinking about a fucking woman. When you're thinking about a woman. That's why you can't get rid of it, what your past is, because you worship women. Worship women. But as I said before, to have that vision, this is what you've got to have. You've got to have something to open but not achieve. And what I mean open is that you want to get to a door. You don't want to get to a wall or a marker and stop. If you are looking to move as a man, you must get to a door. You don't get to the tip of the fucking mountain. You only get to a door that is going to access another door or access other doors. That's y'all's problem. You just want it. I just want to be good with women. I just want sex. I just want this and I just want that. And you're never satisfied because you have set limitations on yourself, gentlemen. But you don't even know why you want to do what it is you want to do. You have no understanding of yourself. You have no understanding of yourself and why it is you want to do what it is you want to do, because you have not even sat at the table and had your warrior or your scribe or your marketing team or your culinary school or your drug lab create a mission, okay? See, while you look at what you want to see as a maybe something, maybe a door, okay? So if you can visualize it and you get to the door, then the way you move in your mission is how you plan to achieve said vision. God damn it, are we getting too deep right now? You don't just say, I want to get to the door. That's y'all's problem. I just want a woman. I just want some pussy. I just want to have a girlfriend. I just want her to like me. I just want this, and I just want that. That's all y'all fucking do. And the reason why y'all fuck up is because y'all don't even, you lack the, you not only you lack the why, but you also lack the how. Because you don't even have an interpretation of your own self. Thus, you don't even have an interpretation of the fucking vision that you have to reach that door. So then everything begins conflicting, because on one point, your red pill side says this, your manosphere side says this, and then this little small little part of you that's a man is like, beep, 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 and everybody's conflicting. Everything is conflicting because you put so much fucking pressure on yourselves. You put so much pressure on what you think you should be. But we don't put pressures on ourselves because we love what we do. This is exciting. This is challenging. This is great. But you cannot understand that that's just level one, level two. Look at level three. Even though you don't have the vision, you don't even have the way to reach the vision, to reach that vision or that door, you don't even have objectives to get what you want. And objectives are specific, small results that aims to achieve what it is you want. You guys say, I just want some pussy. Fuck working. I want some pussy. Let me put on a coat. I want some pussy. Let me wear a nice watch. I want some pussy. Let me put on a nice jacket. Let me want some pussy. Let me lift a weight. I want some pussy. Let me put on some nice pair of shoes. Some pussy. Let me buy a car. But you don't understand why you fuck up. I mean, my God, didn't you guys out here do small objectives when you were in the first fucking grade? Well, little Timmy, this is an A. Well, after A, I want you to draw A. Good. Now, here's your homework. I want you to keep drawing A's. Then what I want you to do, I want you to know what A is. So we're going to have apples, bananas, and I don't know, an artichoke. I guess I can't do artichoke because y'all too fucking bad. Let's say apple banana. Now, what I want you to do is I want you to circle what an A stands for. What's the first letter? Oh, apple. Good for you. Now that you understand A, little Timmy, now we're going to move to the next objective by learning the letter B, because B comes after A. B, well, look, there's a banana, a pineapple, and an orange. Circle the thing, little Timmy, that starts with the letter B. Small objectives. Oh, good job, little Timmy. And he goes all the way down to Z. Then the next objective is phonics. Well, now that you know A, we've got to learn what A is. A is ah, come on, say it, class. A is ah. So keep doing it. B, bad. C, all the, you go all through the products. And look, that's another objective. Then the next objective, he's going to say, okay, we're going to take the word B that starts with a ba, and we're going to put, I don't know, excuse me. We're going to take A that starts with an A and put a T that starts with a T, and we're going to put those two words together. See that, little guys? The next objective is now, not only do you know letters, not only do you know the phonics of it, now we're putting the two words together to form this thing called a word. Now that you know that, we're going to start putting phonics together. Well, look at here. See this? See, spot, run. Let's look at the words. Wow. Look, you know how to do this weird thing. You're learning how to read. But now, we through reading, we've got to show you this thing called punctuation, the next objective. So now you've got to learn what a question mark is. You got to learn what an exclamation mark is. You learn what a comma is. You learn what a period is. And then you learn, well, when you're writing a sentence, you must first capitalize your letter in the sentence. Little small adjectives, little by little. That's why your core only has alphabets and numbers. But because it's the only thing that's in your life right now that does everything correctly. Everything is correctly. Everything is tiny, small objectives that you conquer little by little, and thus that's y'all's problem. Because you guys want to hurry it up. You want it yesterday. You want to be a doctor in a day. You want to be a airplane pilot in a day. Doesn't work that day. It doesn't work that way. Because there's small, specific things that you've got to do. But we'll talk more tomorrow about the other things, but what I'm saying to you guys out here, okay, what I'm saying to you guys out here is that the thing that y'all guys don't understand, the one key thing, is that while you are learning your numbers and learning your fucking alphabets, you wasn't learning women. While you were learning your phonics, you wasn't learning women. While you were learning how to add and subtract, you wasn't learning women. While you were learning punctuation, sentences, paragraphs, you wasn't learning women. Until that one day you started to notice a woman, and thus was the day fear woke up. You created fear, anxiety, judgments. You did all these things. Because in the beginning, remember, you remember how your teacher gave you a pencil, a marker, crayon, or a paintbrush, and gave you a piece of paper, and you were in your own fucking little world. You are in your own little world. You in your world, you can draw spaceships. You can draw superheroes. You can draw monsters. You can draw guns and tanks and jets and planes. Your mind was like this in a wide sponge. But you didn't write about women. Until you made everything about women, you decided to change the rules of how you learn things. Because at that point, your worship of woman, a woman, is even higher. And even if you're a church aficionado, meaning that if you're religious, you put women before your God. Ooh, what a fucking shame. If you're religious, I think your God should be number one thing in your life. But it's a woman. That's what you worship. Because if you actually worshiped your Lord and he was first, you wouldn't go to YouTube watching a lot of red pill content. You go to YouTube, type up some type of Christian, Baptist, Muslim, or whatever it is that you pray about or pray to, and you would watch the services and understand more about the religion and more about the depth of the religion and things like that. Yes, you might do that now, but you do that as a secondary. You are so fixated on fucking pussy that nothing else matters. So then what matters is that you fucking look to women to be God, okay? The only person that can help us is God. Is that correct? No, what the fuck are you talking about? What do you mean help you with what? What are you talking about? Help me with what? I don't understand. Help me with what? What do you mean? Help you with what? I'm sorry, I don't even understand what the fuck you're talking about. Help me with what? I don't understand. I don't understand. Wait a second. What do you mean if you want to talk to someone? What do you mean? No, 4141. 4141. You never learn women. You learn you and what you do to women, not for women. This is where y'all guys go wrong, because the game is not about women. The game is about the communication you have with yourself when you're in a situation, if it's a dog, a cat, a elf, a unicorn, Bigfoot, an elf, a smurf, a unicorn, your mom, your dad, a bird, a lion, a shark, and a goddamn grizzly. It's what you do. You guys make everything about women. You guys try to communicate to the woman before you communicate to yourselves. And if you do communicate to yourselves, oh my God, she's so beautiful. Oh my God, she's so sexy. Oh my God, I just wish I could get between those booty cheeks. That's all y'all fucking say. But you know what a man says? She's a woman, so. So, anyway, whatever. Question is, do I want to grace it with me or not? That's the problem. All right, fuck it. Let me get a coin. Heads, I'll go ahead and have her miss out on a great man like me. Tails, I get to change her fucking life. Well, I guess I'll go change her life. I'm going to go over there and go and change her fucking life. That's what it's like. It's not, it will never be, oh my God, it's a woman. It will be, do I want to, and I don't want to say ruin her life, because gentlemen, I don't want to say ruin her life, but you're going to ruin her life. So here's the question you got to ask yourself, and this is why a man flips that coin. Do I want this woman to do, okay. Do I want to fuck this woman's life up so bad that she will never see anybody the way she's going to see me? Do I want to bring her beyond her edge and show her things that she's never seen before? Do I want to hook her on this dick? Do I want to do this? And look, let me flip that bitch in the air. All right, I'm a saver, man. I'm a leave her alone. But then all of a sudden she gonna start asking you why are you leaving her alone? Why aren't you talking to her? Why are you ignoring her? See, this is what I'm saying to y'all guys, man. This is what I'm saying. Y'all don't understand what men think about. We don't think like you guys, and it's very not. Listen. I think y'all know what a crackhead is like. Y'all seen one on TV, okay? Y'all seen one on TV, a crackhead, right? So here lies the question. Do you want that woman like that? I'm letting y'all know. I'm telling y'all. The question is, do you want to fuck that woman's world up so bad that no matter who she dates, no matter who she marries, no matter whose kid she has and all that other shit, that pussy will always be yours? Do you want that? It's up to you. I'm just saying there's no going back. There's no going back. There's, y'all think, no, there's no giving her a little piece of your crack. It doesn't work that way. The moment you push her beyond her edge is the moment she's hooked on you for life. Because for the first time in her life, you're showing her beliefs, her fucking morals, her values. You're showing her. It's kind of like Santa Claus to y'all motherfuckers. Y'all remember? Do y'all remember when y'all used to believe in that motherfucker as kids? I'm Santa. Mom, oh my God, a whole Santa bring me those fucking toys and everything. You remember that I'm talking about, guys? Y'all know what the fuck I'm talking about. Well, you remember that day when you realized, hey, wait a second, Timmy. What do you mean there's no Santa Claus? Santa Claus is real. You're a liar. And then you probably get a little fight because you believe in Santa Claus and everything. Then that one crucial day, because we all had it, guys, where you realize Santa wasn't fucking real. Now, you really didn't get mad because you got your toys and all that shit. You were just like, damn, damn. Question, what that messenger of the pussy is my, yeah, send it to me. Yeah, but that's what I'm saying to y'all guys. But let's look at it. Hold on, let me grab that one, Tyler, because I like to show these guys this shit. But what I'm saying to you guys out here, y'all don't understand the choice that you got to make. Sometimes we leave the women alone because we know if they fuck with us, it's a wrap. Do you hear what I'm saying? Do you guys understand that sometimes we throw the women back in the water because we know that they can't handle what the fuck we bring and they're going to be cracked the fuck out? Listen. I know you guys want women to be addicted to you, to give you pussy, but you don't understand everything about it, okay? You don't understand. I'm telling you, right now is where everything's going to hit the fan. Right now, three women going to be asking you right now, can we spend Thanksgiving together at my place? You'll probably have four women saying, well, can you come and I want you to meet my parents for Thanksgiving. You're going to have one that says, you know what? I want to come over and fix Thanksgiving for you. What the fuck are you going to do? Who gets your time? Because as soon as you tell all those, as soon as you let one of those lottery winners win, everybody else is broken, sad, and miserable. So then, what do you do when they're crying? What are you going to do when they can't understand and they need clarity? What are you going to do when they're heartbroken and miserable? Y'all don't understand. Y'all think it's just, you know what? I got a bunch of women and it's that. No, you got to manage these women. Do y'all understand managing? You got to manage these women. Manage. You got to manage their highs and lows, cramps, periods, sadness, emotional, I mean, PMS. Y'all just think it's just, I'm fucking. All y'all think it is just, I'm fucking living that. No, man. You got to manage those women, dude. It's not like that. Y'all don't even understand that shit. You got to manage all these women, dog. Dog, it's a part-time. Yes. Yes. Look. They're not saying it to Tyler right now, but I know they have said it. But let me show you managing. I'll give you a prime. Wait, let me grab this from Tyler's thing. Let me give you a prime example of managing. Wait. Let me see how I'm going to do this shit. Hold on. Give me a second. Let me see how I do this shit. So let me... All right, forward that shit to me. All right, let me forward that shit to my... So let me give you a prompt. See, guys, I'm not joking. Y'all think I'm fucking kidding y'all. I'm showing you this is a prime example of managing. So we're going to look at it, okay? I'm going to give y'all a prime example. We're going to count, okay? So I want y'all to see, because y'all think that it's just I'm getting pussy and that's it. No. No. So let's look at this. Let's count and see what Tyler has to manage right now. Just this little bit. Let me take the banner down. So Tyler has to measure 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Just 9 right there. So he's got to manage all these 9 women. And like I said before, what if 3 of the 9 want to spend the night, 4 of the 9 want him to go over to their place, and 2 of the 9 want, or 3 of the 9 want to go and meet the parents? He's got, this is all management. This ain't just, it's not just fucking. You got to manage because they're going to want to talk to you. They're going to want to pick your brain. They want to see how you move, how you think. They're going to, it's not just, you're just getting women. You've got to manage this shit. You got to manage this shit. You know what I'm saying? If that makes any sense. Hold on a second. Tyler, what was the other thing that you were sending me? What did you send me? Tell me, see if I got it. Tyler, what was the thing you said you were going to send me something? Yeah, I didn't get it, Tyler. Oh, wait, did I get it? Hold on. Tyler, I didn't get anything from you. I know you're supposed to send me something, Tyler. I didn't get it, Tyler. I did not get it. But, gentlemen, do y'all understand what I'm saying to you? Tyler, I thought you said you were going to send me something. I didn't know. I'm missing it. I didn't get it. But do y'all understand what I'm saying to y'all guys? I don't think y'all understand the severity of the game. It's not just fucking. Oops, I'm sorry. Oh, wait, I still got the thing posted up. Let me grab that shit. My bad, guys. I'm over here talking to y'all and shit. It's covering my fucking face. Let me just. Oh, all right. Sorry. Yeah, so it's not just fucking, guys. It's all that shit. Y'all got to manage all that shit. Y'all don't understand. It's all that shit. Wait, I sent it in a new account. Fuck you, Steve. I got to check and see. And when I worked in Fort Collins, I got to see. Yeah, but what I'm saying to you guys is that it's not, see, y'all guys think it's just you fucking go, man. You got to make, these women are going to truly entrust in you to lead them where they need to go. They're going to, hey, look, you know what? What do you think I should do? Should I go back to school or should I just keep doing this job? I got a job. I want the promotion I have is a lateral move and all this other stuff. You see what I'm saying? If I'm just starting out with my puzzle pieces and I don't know myself, should I leave her alone because I won't be able to show her what it's like to be a man? No, it's... You just stick in there and until you become a student of the game, man. It's good that you accept that you're not a man. That's good. So that's good. That's not a bad thing. But you're just gonna pedal along until you become a student of the game, dog. It's not a bad thing. It's just what happens. It just is what it is. Wait, Tyler. Let me see what you're talking about. Fuck you, Steve. Let me see. Oh, wait. How do you see? All right, it's a country girl. All right. I did see this shit, Tyler. Wait, let me grab this. Oh, I did see all that shit. Wait, Tyler, let me show him. Tyler, I'm going to have to show him this probably tomorrow, but this is, yes. Yeah, Tyler, I'm going to show him this shit tomorrow. I'm downloading it all right now. And Tyler, hey Tyler, thank you Tyler, I got to show him all this tomorrow, but let me play this. I can play this for him. Listen. Hi, Daddy. How many times I tell you the first thing you're the first thing when they wake up, you're the last thing when they go to sleep. And this is after the first day. This is the first day. Tight and wet. Y'all hear that? I can't wait to get that dick. Y'all see that shit? Y'all don't understand. So what do you think that woman's going to go through when you tell her that I can't see you for Thanksgiving because I'm seeing another woman and she accepts and all that? It's like you break them. And you're not being mean, but that's what makes them want you that much more, because the war is them trying to do everything they can to be the number one thing you think about. And that's the benefits of the game that y'all don't see. We don't have to think about the women. I'm gonna show you the text tomorrow. We do the text tomorrow. But I'm saying we don't have to think about the women. We don't have to. They're thinking about us. Why? Okay, listen. This is going to sound fucked up, but let's keep it a buck. It's going to sound fucked up. But what women will do to try to stop thinking about us men, they will talk to you guys. But what happens, the problem is that they are really fucking themselves over, because the more they talk to you average motherfuckers, the more they want us. Yes, I remember, Tyler. Yeah, I know that. And we'll talk about that tomorrow. She drove 2.5 hours. Yep. Hey, Tyler, good break. Good job for breaking her, Tyler. Good job. She drove 2.5 hours for that. And gentlemen, this is why I tell you guys, this, you all can have this. This is not an exclusive club that says that you got to look good. I'm old, guys. I'm 51, but I'm all right. You know what I mean? What I'm saying is, it doesn't matter if I was blue, green, or orange. It would not matter, because it's the mind. It's the mind, and it's the mind that actually goes beyond. Okay, if we look at a woman, let me just give you all a nugget real quick. Let's flip this around. Let's flip this around. Now, let's say this is a woman. You are in the black. So what you do is you look at her, I do. That's why you're saying I can't. See, you look at her, I do, her body. You look at her makeup and all that shit she has on. So then that's why you are saying I won't and I can't, because you're looking at the I do. We, on the other hand, are not looking at the I won't, I can't. We are looking at our I am to show her something she doesn't even know she has. Do y'all guys think women have an I am? Fuck, they don't even realize that, because their world is tied up into I do. Does that make any sense? Their world is tied up into I do, not I am. It's tied up into I do. And as long as their world is tied up in I do, they're never going to break the thing until they get structure from a man. That's why they get structure from us. So if they get structure from us, that's how they grow with us, because we're giving her that, okay? We're giving her structure, but she's recognizing through us that she can be more than what she actually is. Meaning that, what do you think would happen to a woman that believes she's her? Look, these women believe that they're their makeup, their eyeliner, their weave, their dresses, their shoes. They think that's what they actually are. They're all over the place. But what happens when a woman gives structure? See, when we have structure and we give them structure, then they realize through us and us only. See that, guys? That's the beautiful thing about it. Through us, they have it, okay? Yeah, give me your last text, but I'm going to play the other ones tomorrow. Give me your last text. Send it through Facebook. Give me your last text. Because I'm going to show all the other shit tomorrow. I'm going to show all the other. It's too much shit to go over. So I just give me the last one, and then I'm going to show all the other ones. I'll show all the other ones tomorrow on the show. So just give me her last one. Let me just give me her last one. All right, I got it right here. Jesus Christ, Tyler. And thank you, Tyler, for blurring out what you say. Thank you, Tyler. And Tyler, I appreciate that because I don't want no one stealing your shit. That's one thing I hate. They always want to take your shit and not work or buy. You know what I mean? So I'm glad that you blurred it out, Tyler. Thank you. Thank you, Tyler. I appreciate that. All right, last thing I'm going to show you real quick before we wrap up. Where's the download at? Wait, I downloaded it. Wait. I downloaded it. Hold on. Fuck, Tyler. I didn't download it. Here we go. Let me download this and show you. All right. Do it right. I think I did it right. Yeah, there we go. All right, we'll talk. We'll show the other ones tomorrow, but let's look at this real quick. Yeah, what y'all see? All right, you see her daddy, and then she sends him a. Do y'all see how he trained her? She sent a 2-minute voice message. Then what did she say? I'll bring you all the goodness and cheer, daddy, in every single way you desire. And this is, and I'm showing you guys. This is the life that we live, and this is why, we don't move the way y'all move. Okay. Well, you're not supposed to understand what you don't understand, young man. That's the thing. You only understand to the level of your thinking, but what we are is very deep. Okay. All right. And what's important to understand is that everything you see from my student Tyler is not about the bitch. It's not about the woman. This is why, guys, y'all don't understand. We got to do a marketing 101 class because I don't think y'all understand marketing 101. We might have to do a class on that. And we're going to have to do a class on dick marketing 101. I got to figure out how I'm going to do that. But we gotta do a show on that, man. Y'all don't understand that you're the reason why your dick has no value. You're the reason why women don't want to fuck you because you're flooding the market with something, okay? And that's dick. Is it a good way to deal with looking at the I do's by training your mind? Silent. Please listen before I wrap this up. Silent. I'm going to be nice and silent. I'm going to say your level of thinking is only at a 2. So let me ask you this question. The statement that you made right here is only going to go you in a circle. You are only going to seek the level that you are, and you don't understand that. I don't know, understand why you don't understand why I keep trying to tell you. Keep asking me the same thing. And the problem is that if you're training your mind and you're a level 2, what the fuck are you training it on to be a better level 2? You can't train your mind to be more than what the fuck you are. And that's being nice. Because if we look at how you judge yourself, we look at how you judge women, you look at how you judge men, you look at how you judge the world. You look at how you follow these YouTubers. You're like a negative fucking 6,000. And then if you take that negative 6,000 and you're training that, then what the fuck do you think you're doing? You're fucking killing yourself, sabotaging yourself. You can't train yourself when you're poking holes in your ball and your boat. You're poking holes in your boat. You're grabbing water and dumping it in the boat, and then you're saying, why is my boat sinking? And that's what you don't understand, brother. You can train yourself to go in a circle. That's all y'all are doing, but this is it's worse. And I'm not trying to scare you. And I'm not trying to do a fear tactic. I just want you to see it for you to see it. If you train yourself here at a level two, and as soon as you judge yourself, you have just trained yourself from a two to a one. And then when you look at a woman, oh, she's beautiful. Oh, my God, she's sexy. You go from a one to a negative one. And then you're going to say, well, how am I going to get her? What do I say? Negative one, negative five. And then from that point, you go get what you want. And then you go on YouTube to watch a YouTube channel with some yelling and screaming at women. And all you're doing is going deeper. You're going the wrong way because you're going with the current. A man never goes with the herd, and he never goes with the current. How many times, guys, and I say never do this. Don't do this because I want to make sure I say don't do this. I don't want you fucking doing this. And then y'all say, I told you to do this. Have you ever noticed if you're in a crowd and one person starts running, you just start running for no reason? You know why the fuck you're running. But you're running because somebody else is running. So you're just following what that dumbass motherfucker is doing. You know what would be funny? It'd be a great experiment. It'd be great to leave $1 million in front of you, right? And then you just start running and have everybody run away from that. And I bet you they all start running. They all start running. And the reason is because you're training yourself to, you're self-sabotaging yourself. Yes, blind following. Gentlemen, look, hey, guys, real quick experiment before we wrap this up. Come on, guys, real quick. Open up your browser, type in YouTube, and start typing what's on your YouTube. And I want to show you how your algorithms are fucking you. All right, let's do it. Come on. I don't know what's going to say on your YouTube, and this is no judgment. Listen, whatever it says is not a fail on you, okay? This is not a failure exercise. Hopefully, it will open your fucking eyes. Type up YouTube, and whatever on the front of YouTube that you see, just start typing all the shit down. Just type it. Just type down the titles. Type down the titles, all right? Type the titles down. Do it. Type in the titles that you see, and it's okay. Because I bet you there's some red pill content on there. I bet you there's some type of reaction of somebody doing something to somebody. Let's be honest. Listen, this is not a failed exercise, gentlemen, okay? It's not. No, Dark Lion. It can't be Mr. Lucario because Lucario might come on one box, but you've got several boxes. Why? I don't. Why y'all lying? Why y'all ashamed? I'm trying to show y'all something, and y'all are just too ashamed. This is not a judgment. Go to your front page of YouTube. Just type in YouTube.com and look at it. That's what I'm saying. Look at what's on there. This is not a negative thing, but I'm sure there's some red pill content on there. There's something about modern women. There's something about a woman doing something wrong to somebody. Do you see what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying to you guys. Russ said, kill. Do you see what I'm saying? No, it can't. You can't have me all over your screen because they should only have one box of me. They should not have a bunch of me on your screen. You should have a bunch of, even if you don't want it, they're trying to force it on you. That's what I'm saying. Okay? That's what I'm saying. It doesn't matter what you have. Guys, listen. Gentlemen, let me tell you, please don't run from your fucking truth. Just look at what, thank you. Finally, someone being fucking honest. Thank you. My God, A plus for you, young man, because I'm not mad. I'm not judging you. I'm just trying to show you why? Okay, why? All right, that's what I want you to see. You see what I'm saying? See, look at that. I'm not, listen, I'm, guys, what I'm saying to y'all guys, listen, what I'm saying to y'all guys, listen. I know you might have things that you're interested in, but I promise you in that there's something nestled in red pill or something that's trying to push on that, okay? That's what I'm saying. You see what I'm saying? I'm not saying that you're going to watch it, all right? All right? I see it edits on masculine stuff. Right, okay. Thank you, Silent. I appreciate that. That's honest. Thank you. Not, it's not bad. I'm just saying that that's what, see, look. God, how do I say this shit without sounding crazy? All right, I'm going to try to say something without sounding crazy. But it might sound crazy. All right. If you... Okay, this might happen in a weird way. If you type something up on YouTube and go to Facebook, sometimes you will see an ad on what it is you're looking at. I'll give you an example. So I'm looking at some software to do some more video editing, right? That, I'm just giving you an example. Or I might look for a different mixer, okay? I'll look at it on YouTube, right? But as soon as I go on Facebook, as I'm scrolling down my Facebook channel, I will see an ad on a new mixer. Let me explain what's going on that you don't understand. The algorithm or this bubble is not reading your mind, but it's reading your mind because what you're thinking goes through your fingertips onto the thing, the algorithm or whatever. So guys, I'm trying not to sound weird. Just follow me. Whatever you think, you're going to look up on YouTube to get more information. The algorithm is connecting with your mind by pushing whatever you're looking for right in front of your face, but also it will dribble over into Facebook if you have Facebook. And sometimes it'll dribble over into TikTok or Instagram. Because, it's kind of like that. Yes, it's kind of like that. 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 But what I'm saying is that anything, well, yeah, I looked at that too. I got wrestling things. I got wrestling things too. Right. I got that too shit right too. But anything that can stop you from growing is going to be in the forefront versus be at the back. The way that this works is that we're not being stalked, but we're being watched through a higher algorithm that is trying to figure you out before you figure yourself out. So, I'll use me as an example because I want y'all to understand. It happens to me too, so I don't want to make y'all think that it's just you. It happens to all of us. I'm looking for software to do some editing, right? Just give you an example. I just type in the word. I can either type it into Google search. I can type it in YouTube. And as soon as I type it in one of those things, automatically when I go on to YouTube, I will see software things that's right in my face. Or if I go on Facebook to post crazy shit like I always post on Facebook, it's right in my face. Because what y'all don't understand is the way that you see what I'm saying, Justin. I'm trying to explain it to them, but I don't think they understand. I don't want to sound. I'm not trying to sound crazy, dog. I don't think they understand. I don't think y'all understand. There is something going on that's trying to figure out your next move before you make it. And what it's trying to do is trying to force you down a certain tunnel. You have no choice. It's going to move you down that tunnel. And I don't want to say that the algorithm is created connected to your mind. No, this is more complex because it's saying that, well, if this guy is looking at NoFap and not jerking off, then this guy, right, the patterns, yes, Justin. So this guy will also be connected to a red pill, be on your purpose, and all these other things. You see what I'm saying? It is constantly not only watching you, but moving you forward. But why I'm saying this, and I'll talk more about this tomorrow. Why I'm saying this is that I'm going to explain why that is the best thing that's going. I'm going to explain that to you real quick. It's not the fact algorithms in the computers or the higher things that are going on in this world that are forcing us down a certain rabbit hole. But what if I told you your mind has that same power? What if I told you when you're connected to your core, you've got the power to already see where that woman is going to go with you? It's not that she's going to do it exactly the way you see it. Okay, see, motherfuckers that have game, when they see a woman, they know the pussy's already mine. She's going to fuck me. It's a gimme. It's a very rare. And the only reason they might not is because they might not want to share you. They might not want to get feelings involved. It's a very, very, very rare thing. But what if I told you that just like that algorithm that can kind of see your future and force you down a way, what if the game that you have can do the same thing to a woman that doesn't manipulate her to go down a rabbit hole? It doesn't deceive her. It doesn't trick her. It doesn't do anything, but it shows her the emotional benefits that go beyond sight. Remember, it goes beyond the I do, so her I am can see the benefits of you without even knowing you, which makes her want to go down. Guys, I don't want to get too deep. I don't want to get too deep. What I'm saying, I'm not trying to get too deep. I'm trying to explain to y'all that y'all don't understand which sight beyond sight. I'm just trying to tell you why I tell you. See, when you don't make it about women, they cannot smell that you make it about women. They can't see it on you, smell it on you, or your movements. Listen, if your movements go outside, wait, what did he say? I don't know. I'm sorry. I don't know who did that, student. I apologize, student. I'm sorry. I should go back in and find out. Hold on a second. Wait. What I'm saying is this. Listen. Hold on a second. Yeah, motherfucker, I'm almost done. I'll beat your bitch ass. What you want? Goddamn. I'm almost done with my show. Give me a few more minutes. I'll be off and I'll jump in the room. Send me an invite. Set the room up. All right, peace. All right, so what I'm saying to y'all guys is this. Let's look at the woman's mind like an algorithm. if her mind already knows what you are, then her algorithm can force you where it wants you to go. Tyler, I just wanted him to bring up what he's looking at. It's okay, Tyler. It's okay. It's all good. It's all good. But I want y'all to listen. Listen to what I'm saying. If her mind is like an algorithm, and she can recognize through your behaviors of what you are, then like the algorithm we talked about, she already has a determination of where she wants to take you before you even know where you're going to go. Guys, why do you think y'all are automatically food, dinners, hangouts, or gay best friends? And that's okay being gay. But why do y'all think y'all are those things? Because her algorithm of you automatically has a list of where you're going to go. She already knows what you are, like that supercomputer. Follow it. It's the same thing. Just like that supercomputer, she knows where you're going to go. And since she knows where you're going to go, her algorithm is just going to set you up small little crumbs, breadcrumbs, to lead you where she wants to take you. Does that make any sense right there? So what you got to understand is when you have game, what you do is you break the algorithm, because the algorithm is based off a set of principles. Fear, worry, anxiety, judgments, no confidence, worried, all that shit is an algorithm in which there is already a predisposed determination of what you're going to be. As soon as you say hi to her, there is a predetermined. Right, but that's what I'm about to say, Russ. Watch this, Russ. Watch this. What I'm saying to you guys out there is that when a woman runs into a man, there is no, the algorithm breaks, because the algorithm is trying to not only figure out what you are, but then it's trying to figure out why you're not. It's trying to figure out why you aren't that. Why aren't you fearful? Why can't I lead you? What rule do we have for the man that's one of one? What rule do we have for the guy that is a ladies' man? What rule do we have for somebody that's an arrogant, cocky motherfucker? Listen. Once you break her algorithm, she must then only with you create a new algorithm, which then turns against her and forces her to lead you. Okay, I'm going to try to slow down. Listen, let me slow it down, because I'm going too fast. My mind's moving. Okay. She has an algorithm in which she knows how to move. Okay, they work together. When she meets you average guys, she knows where you're going to end up, where you're going to be at the end, right? But when she runs into a one of one, the algorithm will break, because the algorithm has no answer for a one of one, because the algorithm has never met you before. I'm going to say it again. The algorithm has never met a man before. Never has met a man before. So when she meets you, you are one of one. So what that algorithm will do is it won't lead you or the guy to where the woman wants to go. That algorithm breaks. So then what is only created for that man is a different algorithm, in which the algorithm will turn on its master and make her start to follow what she perceives she needs to be for you, what she needs to do for you. It's like, okay, guys, follow me. It's like she created Frankenstein, right? But then when Frankenstein tears up the fucking city or turns around and attacks her, she can't understand why. So her, oh, okay. She did not create the algorithm. The surface dwellers created the algorithm since elementary school. So when that thing was created, all she was going off of was the behavior of the elementary, junior high, and high school and college guys that all do the same thing. So it was at that point the algorithm was created by what you are and how you move, right? So it's already created. So what happens is, as soon as she meets you, that's why you've got to work to please the algorithm. Yeah, well, no, well, she created this. Well, yeah, it was a created Frankenstein. But when she meets a man, algorithm breaks, and then it goes, it forces her through another. The algorithm just flips, everything changes. Because if the algorithm doesn't know you, then the break of the algorithm is how can we force somebody we don't know where we want them to go. But now I've got to figure out why. I got to figure out why we can't do this. This is someone brand new. So the only way to figure him out is we've got to what? Invite him in. Oh my God. You see what I'm saying? Algorithm shuts you guys out, right? Like I told you, let me give you an example of the algorithm. I'm about to finish this up, but let me give you an example of the algorithm. So if you look at the algorithm right now for the majority of you guys, this is your algorithm. It's going to keep you out from between her legs. It's going to keep you out unless it wants something more from you. Then she will give you some kind of affection to get dinners, clothes, jewelry, blah, blah, blah. But what happens is once the algorithm breaks for a one of one, the only way to understand said thing is to let that thing in. Because the algorithm is no longer working from the outside, because at that point it's drawn into, well, okay, it's like this. It's like this is how we've always been. This is how we always been, this way, right? But when they see something that goes counterclockwise, then that thing breaks because all it knows is this. But then it starts to do this. It starts to go in another direction. So watch this. It's trying to figure out why it's going this way versus go this way. But the only way they can find out is by what? What do aliens do? They want to probe you, not anally probe here, I'm saying. What I'm saying is the only way to know you better for that algorithm is to bring you in, give you the invite. But what it doesn't understand is once you are inside the mind, it is at that point the algorithm is pushing her towards you. Because, okay, with there used to be a movie in the 80s, guys. I know I'm sounding old, but there was a movie called War Games. And I think it was with, not Thomas C. Howell. What was the little fucking kid? What's that motherfucking kid's name? Who was that fucking kid with War Games? There was a movie called War Games, and it was an old 80s movie, guys. It's called War Games. But what happened was the computer started to think for itself. And I know they've had other movies like this, but Matthew Broderick, thank you, Just. Thank you. We all, you know. What I'm saying is, what happens is when a woman is used to what she's knowing, that algorithm in her head starts to think for itself and it leads her. But when the thing that thinks for itself cannot rationalize with you, then it's got to study you. It can't. When you don't play by the rules that society that y'all living by real quick, you're not playing by the rules of the algorithm, so to speak. That means that this. All right, follow me. I can watch a car commercial and not buy a car. I can look at a beer commercial and not buy a beer, right? Because it doesn't affect me. So it will leave me alone. The commercials, all this shit, the commercials won't hit you. The only ones that hit me was like when that Call of Duty was about to drop. I was like, I'll get that for Call of Duty. Because it knew it, for some reason, it knew what I liked. But I'm just saying, not trying to get too deep, but what I'm saying is this. I'm saying that the computer in her mind is become a supercomputer. All right, I'll give you one because y'all might instead of war games. Think about fucking, what is that goddamn, the Terminator. Think about the Terminator. That'd be the perfect thing. Terminator was a good little robot, right? But then it started to think for itself. But when they tried to destroy that thing, it then created Terminators, blah, 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 right? So what I'm saying is, her emotions or that algorithm that's driving you. Because see, remember, your emotions are tied into her emotions. I know it sounds crazy, but that's where the algorithm is, because that's the draw, your feelings, your emotions. That's why you get caught up in all this shit. But when you're not emotional or you're not caught into the woman, it is at that point that thing inside of her wants to investigate you, because you are not, you're different. There's something different. It's got to study you. It's like eagle eyes. Yes. It's got to study you, because it's trying to, okay. In order to study you, it's got to create a different algorithm for you and you alone. Because you're not playing by the rules of emotions. That's the emotional connection. So when you change through the algorithm, what happens is the algorithm itself changes. But it doesn't change to harm you. It hits, okay, real quick, got 6 minutes. Follow this. Because you're emotionally driven, you're connected to her because she's emotionally driven. But because she's supposed to be emotionally driven and you're not, that means she knows where to move you through your emotions. But when you have logic in game, she cannot move you because she's only built on moving things that are emotional. That simple. If she cannot read you and you're not emotional, then she's got to figure you out, because there's got to be a program in place for you. There's not one in there. So when you rolling up on her, that's why the bad boys, the jerks, the assholes, and all that other motherfuckers, that's why they get in, because she invites you in thinking that all I'm going to do is just, I'm just going to just check this guy out, figure out the program, and let him on his way. But the one that's emotions, that's controlled through the emotional guy, becomes emotional for the man, because the algorithm flips on her. The thing that gives her power is the thing that destroys her in the end, because she's emotionally power right now, because most men are emotional. So that means she's got the high ground. But when she meets a man, she allows him in. And when she is in, or he's in, algorithms got to change, because there's no program in place for somebody that is not emotionally driven, which then flips on her. Then it brings out her emotions to connect to that man. Does that make any sense? Does that make sense, guys? Hopefully y'all understand what I'm saying. I got a few, like 4 minutes, but y'all understand what I'm saying? I'm just simplifying it. If you worry, have fear, anxiety, and all those things, then you're playing by her algorithm. She already knows where you're going to be. So because she knows where you're going to be, she's already 20 fucking moves ahead of you, and you don't even know it. She knows your end game is going to be bank, bitch, friend, buyer, phone, be a shoulder cross. She already knows what you are. The algorithm of the emotions is just going to lead you to that point. And that's why y'all are leading to that point. But when you have game, there is no program for you because you're one of one. So if you're one of one, that means there's no program on you. So in order to figure you the fuck out, she's got to invite you the fuck in. How else is she going to figure you out? But by inviting you in, she's fucking herself over because that algorithm flips on her. She's not leading the man. The man is leading her through her emotions. So then she's emotionally connected because remember I told you the first layer is the eyes, the first layer. So that's where the average guy is. The second layer is the emotions, where he connects right here. So as he gets here, that's where she becomes connected to him, rooted into him. And she cannot understand why there's such a magnetism towards that man. But the magnetism is her algorithm forcing her. See, the only way the algorithm's going to get understanding is to experience. God damn it, I got 2 minutes. Got to hurry up. Got two minutes. The only way the algorithm is going to have understanding is by experiencing what it's like to suck, fuck, and be in love with that motherfucker. So then it can create a program to have understanding. But here lies the problem. That's where the man fucks her up, because through the sucking and fucking and all that, she falls in fucking love. In lust, she gets hooked on the dick. That's what it changes and fucks her up. It fucks her up. You see what I'm saying? It fucks her all up. That's why they can never get us out of their lives. Because we are the algorithm. See that? What if you became her algorithm? Then you will always have control over her. And no matter where she goes and what she does, she will always think about you. Her trying to find another man to get you out of her mind will make her think about you. Her talking to another man will make her feel guilty because she wished that man was you. Do you see what I'm saying? So the algorithm can go against the woman. All right, but I know I'm talking crazy. I know it sounds crazy, guys. I'm trying to give y'all insight, but please, guys, always remember the graveyard. Always remember everybody in there thought they had one thing coming, and that is they thought they had tomorrow coming to them. Live every day like it's your last. But like I say, guys, just think about what I'm saying. Don't believe me. I'm going to try to explain more of this tomorrow, but y'all don't understand how this. Y'all don't understand how this works. This shit works on so many deep layers that it's not just boy sees girl and boy sleeps with girl. It doesn't work that way. Men get the pussy easily. Okay, guys? So always remember that. Get at me, themanmindset@gmail.com. I got a game. Now it's time for me to do my drugs and play my video games. So I will fuck with y'all later, man. Fuck with me.
Wait. Why you think they go to church and y'all get all excited when they dancing in the church and shit with the black people? Y'all love that shit. Oh yeah, well not me. I just want free thinkers, not the non-free thinkers. Y'all get it, but. Hey, I almost got suckered in when I saw Clinton blowing a horn on Arsenio Hall when I woke up. I was like, whoa, he's cool. He's on Arsenio, blowing a horn. Yeah, exactly. Wait, you didn't mean Jesus, you meant Santa Claus. He meant Santa Claus, he didn't mean Jesus, he meant Santa Claus. Yeah, you meant Santa Claus, right? You mean Jesus, you meant Santa Claus. Yeah, they believe in Santa, y'all better believe in Santa Claus than Jesus. Well, who's that white man? Who's that false idol these people be praying to? Who's yeah. No, Tim, like, when they get off the plantation, learn how to read and write. Wait a second, we got a problem. He just don't give a fuck. You can't get mad if he don't give a fuck. He don't give a fuck. That's all. He's allowed not to give a fuck. Yeah, but... Stay calm, sir.
I'm talking about how many people you raise.
Yeah. Yeah.